The wind energy industry enjoyed some success during 2009, despite the economic downturn and the difficulty of obtaining private investment dollars. There are currently 31 gigawatts of wind in production throughout the U.S. that has reduced carbon dioxide emissions and water use. New projects have increased economic development and tax revenue, and 35,000 new green jobs were created, according to the American Wind Energy Association in 2009. Yet the continued growth of the wind energy industry is going to be seriously challenged by transmission capabilities, said Susan Williams-Sloan with the American Wind Energy Association, during the Ag Connect Expo held in Orlando, Florida.
Transmission is one of those things that's sort of the wind Achilles heel. If we don't have transmission lines to bring power from windy areas to load centers, we don't really have wind energy. And so one of the things that we're really promoting in the legislation in Congress and across the states is high voltage transmission lines.
The big question, however, is who is going to pay for the new transmission system. According to Sloan, the people will pay, but it will only cost 50 cents per month per person.
This is not something that is paid for by taxpayers. This is something that is rolled into your utility rates and really could save money. A lot of people look at renewable energy and think it's going to be more expensive. There are capital costs involved, but if you look at it over the long term, if you look at a 20-year or a 30-year outlook, you are very likely going to see cost savings.
Steve Wegman with the South Dakota Wind Energy Association also acknowledges that transmission issues are critical. Better policy is paramount, and without consumer participation, wind energy will be stopped in its tracks.
Transmissions and markets, this is really the number one key. We need to have good federal legislation. We need to have transmission going forward. We can't be doing it the way we have been. And we need our state legislatures to work together. And I want to remind you one thing. The American Wind Energy Association, the South Dakota Wind Association, wind industry, don't vote. You people vote. And how many times have you written as a citizen to your legislators or to your county officials or to your congressional people in the last 5 years? You need to write to them about it. Don't call them, send them a postcard, and just tell them, we want transmission. It's fairly easy.
Transmission issues aside, there's a growing movement to community wind projects. Lisa Daniels with the Minnesota-based nonprofit Windustry explains that community wind is about keeping those energy dollars as local as possible. While there are a lot of opportunities for these types of projects, there are also some challenges.
I would say all of the projects that you have seen today that I have showed you did not happen overnight. I'd say 3 or 4 years minimum time in the pre-development stages, and sometimes 6 or 7 years for some of them. So it doesn't happen overnight. Try to get this so that it does happen quicker, but it depends very much on public policy.
However, there are also some new incentives available for these projects, but now is the time to take advantage of them, said Daniels.
Recovery Act incentives. The ERA is providing, the American Recovery Act is providing some new incentives, and it's expanding the way things are being done. And this is a good thing because we need an expansion of the business model and the main incentives on a federal basis. Right now, the cash grant that we saw, T. Boone Pickens wouldn't be very happy with this chart at all. Where 84% of the money that went to wind companies in the first two rounds of the ERA awards went to companies that were headquartered in Spain, Portugal, Germany, and Japan. So that again is the outflow. We have to get more involved in our energy system and our energy production. Stimulus incentives that help community wind, there's a brand new report out that just takes a look at those ERA, the American Recovery Act incentives and how it changed the business model. It's a big factor that providing cash grant took it out of the tax world that was at the 10,000 multinational global company level and brought it down to the level everybody can use cash.
Daniels concludes that it shouldn't take a superhero to make wind energy projects a reality.
Next step, mobilizing investment and growing our national energy security. So the vision is that it shouldn't take a superhero. We need supportive policies, standardized contracts to make renewable energy everybody's business. We need to work together so community members can participate in project design and revenue, and we need to keep our energy dollars local.
While Wegman, along with the others, is optimistic about the future, he offers up some advice as given by Albert Einstein.
Here's the key item. Albert Einstein supposedly said, is fine, insanity. And that's kind of what we are with our energy policy in the United States. It's doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
These are indeed great words to consider as the country moves forward with its energy policy. This is Joanna Schrader reporting live from the A-Connect Expo for DomesticFuel.com.